When the National Cabinet sits down today, we'll have a special guest, and a first New Zealand's leader will join the meeting. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won't, of course, physically be in Australia, but will join online. On the agenda will be the idea of a trans-Tasman bubble under which travel restrictions could be eased. Any deal would only be possible if coronavirus cases remain low in both countries and if there's agreement on tracing measures. Barbara Miller reports.
New Zealand has had much stricter lockdown measures than Australia, and it was only last week that cafes and restaurants were allowed to partially reopen.
We've opened up for daytime takeaways and delivery.
Bruce Gourley is the owner of the Halo Forbidden Bite Cafe in Queenstown.
When we've only been open a week, revenue is down 70%.
70%?
More, wow. Probably more.
He and many others in the tourist town are hoping Australians could soon be allowed back in.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be awesome. They're great for business and we enjoy them coming. I think it's what we need.
Across the Tasman, Australian tourism operators are also keen for travel restrictions to be eased. Daniel Geschwind is the chief executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council.
About $600 million worth every year from the New Zealand market into Queensland. So if we could open that market, it would certainly be a fillip for many, many of the businesses in Queensland that suffer so dramatically at the moment. It would certainly save many tourism businesses in Queensland.
Here, the government is linking the easing of restrictions to the downloading of the COVID-safe tracing app. New Zealand doesn't yet have an app, but may soon announce one. Raja Jurdak is a professor at QUT's School of Computer Science. He says from a technological perspective, an Australian and New Zealand app could work together.
If there was cooperation between the two governments, then it's conceivable that the messages sent by an Australian app could be received and understood by an app developed in New Zealand.
But he says there would be challenges from a privacy perspective.
Essentially, we're asking people of both countries to trust both governments. There's also been talk of furthering the travel bubbles with additional countries in the future. Then we'd start having to ask people to trust even more governments to potentially have access to their contact data.
Stephen Wilson is the managing director of the Lockstep Privacy and Cybersecurity Consultancy.
I think when these apps go international, it's going to get a little bit tricky because I think an Australian app is going to have to know that you're in New Zealand and vice versa.
But Stephen Wilson says the downloading of an app could be just one of a series of new requirements for future international travel.
You know, international travellers need to fill out travel declarations. Lord knows what these are going to look like post-COVID. In that context, I don't think an app is necessarily going to make things much worse.
With so much to work out, the trans-Tasman bubble may not be formed for some time.
Barbara Miller reporting.